5 Super Bowl rematches this weekend. Yes, some of them are 50 plus years old when Roman numerals were still Roman, but wow. Also, what next for Odell Beckham Jr. now that he's not a member of the Cleveland Browns, and Aaron Rodgers' first public statement. Let's go.
I realize I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now, so before my final nail gets put in my cancel culture casket, I think I'd like to set the record straight on so many of the blatant lies that are out there about myself right now. Had there been a follow-up to my statement that I've been immunized, I would have responded with this. I would have said, look, I'm not... some sort of anti-vax flat earther. I am somebody who's a critical thinker. I put a lot of time and energy in research and met with a lot of different people in the medical field to get the most information about the vaccines before making a decision. It was simply the fact that I have an allergy to an ingredient that's in the mRNA vaccines.
Aaron Rodgers, in his own words on the Pat McAfee Show today, also said, quote, health is not a one-size-fits-all for everybody. National panel, many were asking Rodgers to speak publicly on this. How did you hear him today, Israel Gutierrez?
Well, I want to start here, and not really to attack any sort of his beliefs or anything that he did or any of the judgments that he made, just the approach that he took, right? Because he came out and started saying things as if he was being attacked. He said, I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob, blah, 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 right? Well, my thought on that is he basically did that to himself by not being transparent. He had the opportunity to come out months ago when he was asked about that and say, no, I have an allergy to the mRNA vaccine. I can't take that. I'm still doing my research on the others. Therefore, I'm trying to figure out my own body and what's best for me. That would have been, frankly, the best answer we've gotten from anybody who's been one of these anti-vaxxers in any of the sport, and probably would have gotten a lot of people to maybe think a little bit more about this subject and maybe do their own research, ironically, about this as well. And he didn't go that route. And then when he also offers, hey, if there would have been a follow-up, I would have said this, as if it was a plan to try to get away with just letting it sit there and not giving the information. Why leave it up to the question asker if you know ahead of time it's going to solve a lot of problems if I just say this, am transparent? It's not like there's a privacy issue here. It's not like it's that important that you keep your the fact that you're allergic to this one item in this mRNA vaccine private. And I'm pretty sure that the people in your locker room would agree with that. So it feels just like Aaron Rodgers brought this upon himself and is picking fights. And frankly, just from some of his tone on that video, seems to enjoy it.
Emily Kaplan, how'd you hear Aaron Rodgers today on the Pat McAfee Show?
You know, when he was away from the team this summer, I was okay with it because he needs to look out for his career. But this was just selfish on another level. This is him thinking that everything is about him and everyone is out to get him. Like, he literally said, some of these protocols are not backed by science, but it's just to out players. And I wonder, like, that literally sounds like a conspiracy theory. And it shows, like, no, he didn't lie, but he's misleading us. And he said that, too. Like, well, if I'd asked a follow-up question, then I would have answered this, this, and this. Why aren't you just up from the start? And to me, it just doesn't sit well because it's him thinking he knows more than all of us and that the rules don't apply to him. They only apply to everybody else. And I really am curious what his teammates think, because he's pretty much saying the rest of us are idiots, including some of his teammates. And if they were given a platform or the confidence to use a platform like Aaron Rodgers had, what do they think of him?
Mm-hmm. Specifically on the allergy to the mRNA in vaccines, scientific community has acknowledged that is the case for some. And also the scientific community acknowledged that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be one that they could take going forward feeling good about that. Ramona Shelburne, I'll bring you in here. How did you hear Aaron Rodgers today?
I mean, I was just listening to Emily describe a classic narcissist. I mean, everything was about him and his comfort and all. And I understand if he would have come out and said specifically, I have an allergy to this and I'm worried about the blood clotting issue with Johnson & Johnson, that would have been something that we could debate and talk about and maybe try to understand. But he deliberately misled people by saying he was, quote, immunized, whatever that means. And then he has the audacity to quote Martin Luther King to say that you have a moral objection to object to unjust rules that make no sense. That was said about segregation. He's applying it to having to wear a mask at a press conference. To me, he says he gets tested every morning. If he tests negative, he still wears his mask around the training facility. But then when he goes in the room with other reporters, he doesn't wear a mask because he doesn't want the shame of being labeled as unvaccinated. Well, that's saying to me that your shame or not being able to stand there and qualify as unvaccinated is more important than the health of those reporters in that room. If I was a reporter and I knew somebody was unvaccinated, I don't know that I would be in a room with you without your mask on.
I understand let's just not play armchair psychologist here, okay? Ramona, thank you. The idea here, we took everything out of it and just said this is a man who wanted to control his own body while knowing he's a member of a team and a member of a league that has decided to go a certain way that he opposes. Is that something that allows him to make the decisions he did, Justin Tinsley?
I say no. And I want to go back to a point that Izzy made in his answer. If we go back to August 26, when he was initially asked about this, are you vaccinated, are you unvaccinated? If he comes out and says, yo, I'm allergic to this part of the vaccine and I don't feel comfortable taking it right now, then we're not having this discussion on Friday in November. We just honestly aren't. And it just baffles me, man. It really baffles me. He's so good at turning the table because now it's our fault for not asking the follow-up question. You knew what vaccine we were talking about. We're not talking about measles. We're not talking about polio. We're talking about the coronavirus. You knew exactly what we were talking about. And there was a part of his monologue that I want to bring up. He said something about how if you have vaccines, why are people still getting sick and why are people dying from it? Look, bro. It's called a vaccine for a reason. If the vaccine was a cure, it would be called a cure. And it amazes me how people worship misinformation these days. And that's what I was really upset about.
He says he didn't lie, but can you understand a reason why he went about it the way he did, Israel Gutierrez?
I don't, because again, if he was transparent, I believe people in the locker room would have been okay with it. I believe the media would have understood it a lot better. And so, yeah, I just don't think it just makes you wonder what he's fighting for. Is it for his own personal privacy? Is it for the freedom to not wear a mask? None of these things are clear. And it just makes you wonder, you know, what his intentions are in this entire thing. Again, he could have avoided this. It's just exactly what it feels like. He absolutely could have avoided this.
Follow-up questions, I'm sure, are going to be coming in for Aaron Rodgers in the near future. He's out this weekend. Packers in Kansas City. We'll talk about that game later. When we move on to the other player who's not going to be playing right now, Odell Beckham Jr. Cleveland Browns news of the day. They're cutting Beckham. Beckham's father's playlist. If you looked at that, this is kind of what Beckham wanted. And the Browns play calls. This is what they wanted. Ramona. How does it end up looking for Cleveland, and how does it end up looking for Beckham?
This looks like a divorce that should have happened a long time ago. I mean, this has been a poor fit ever since the trade. He hasn't been all that productive there. Baker Mayfield is actually better without him on the field in almost every statistical category. And I think there's a reason for that. Their offense is based on timing. And when it's not a deep threat offense, you have to have timing and chemistry with your receivers. He's not there enough. And I think that this will be better for him and for the Browns, because this gives him an opportunity to go where it seems like he wanted to go all along, which is New Orleans. They had conversations with the Saints. He went to LSU. His dad's from down there. Now he's free to go there as long as he clears waivers.
Justin Tinsley?
Yeah, I keep hearing the term player empowerment thrown around. I don't think this is an example of that. I think this is a situation where divorce wasn't just the best option. It was the only option, man. Like I said yesterday on the show, this is the worst superstar trade in recent memory for all sides. This dude came to Cleveland, a bona fide superstar in the league, and now he leaves with a sense of uncertainty around him. We don't know what this guy has. And also, happy 29th birthday, Odell. Today's his birthday of all dates, you know? But I want to say this. When we talk about teams, and with all due respect to the tragedy that happened this week, I think he would fit best in Las Vegas with Derek Carr on the Raiders. Like, that is a pass-first offense, whereas Cleveland is more so run-first with that two-headed monster. So I would like to see him in Vegas. Again, all due respect to the tragedy that happened this week.
Well, I appreciate you saying that and the conversation we had before we went to air, which we'll put on the internet as well. Israel Gutierrez, bring you in.
Yeah, I do think there's a sense of player empowerment here in this respect, right? A lot of people are wondering, well, maybe Odell doesn't still have it. And while everybody else is just comfortable saying, okay, well, let's just wait till next year, maybe he'll end up on another team, and we'll see if he still has it. Well, that's a wasted time for Odell. He's been there for 2.5 seasons or however long it's been. And now, whatever part of this season that's remaining for him, if he can then find out for himself. Is it the team? Is it me? I think that's pretty important for him going forward. And so, yeah, this guy's career is at stake. And you know, everybody's okay with just saying, oh, well, maybe he's not that good. Maybe they don't need to get him the ball as much. Well, he needs to do what's best for him as well. So I think this and the way they sort of condensed this into just like right before the All-Star, the trade deadline and right after the trade deadline didn't seem like it's just creating that many waves throughout the organization because, frankly, they've been better without him.
And Emily Kaplan.
It's not a player empowerment movement. It's an empowering movement for helicopter dads because literally the inflection point of when he left is when his dad posted that video of Baker Mayfield missing him again and again. Anyone who knows me knows that I have long been the biggest Odell Beckham apologist. After his rookie season, I went to the Giants facility, I interviewed him, and we had a really great conversation where I felt like I understood the guy, that he was misunderstood. Always defended him, always drafted him on my fantasy team. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, that was 6 years ago, and maybe we just need to call it for what he is, this guy who's supremely talented, injury-prone, but maybe one of the biggest what-ifs in NFL history. And it's not just because of one thing. It's just because there's always something around this guy. And it was very sad for me this week, but I had to drop him to waivers.
Do you know how many 100-yard games Odell Beckham had in Cleveland?
Two,
yes, that's exactly right. I mean, he had that in his half of his rookie year. 8 touchdowns is all he had. Is there a market for him, Israel?
I think so. I mean, I think there's a few teams that could fit well. I like Baltimore. I mean, I just think you have Doc or Hollywood Brown with the long routes, and you maybe keep Odell Beckham with the short intermediate stuff, and you've obviously
you
got the electric
Doc
quarterback.
Brown?
I
you
think
almost said Doc
probably,
Brown.
I almost made him. Yeah, I almost made him a childhood movie star. Yeah.
For me, where do all misunderstood men go to get understood? And that is with the New England Patriots. I think the AFC is wide open. Mac Jones is throwing 68%, but like doesn't have a wide out one. Now, I don't know if Odell's still a wide out one, but he's better than what they have.
I like Justin's call on the Raiders, but I think the Saints make a lot of sense, too, just for his own comfort level, too. But
so Cleveland Browns' season is kind of at a crossroads, right? I mean, they're 4-4. They made this decision today. That's Cincy. Cincy's defense last week was shredded by Justin Tinsley, white comma
white Mike.
Yes. What's on Baker Mayfield this weekend?
I think it's definitely a lot of pressure on Baker and the Browns because now it's like, okay, you got the distraction out of the way. Go play football. You don't want to lose. You don't want to lose two straight divisional games in a very winnable division. But also now. There's pressure on Cincy. They've been a feel-good team this year. And, again, they lost to the living legend that is White Mike last week. And I think this is a big game for both teams.
Yeah, for me, this is way more about Joe Burrow because the Bengals were everyone's sexy team. There is nothing less sexy than losing to the Jets and Browns in back-to-back weeks. So you're going to break all these franchise records, but you got to beat the Browns.
Buy or sell, and the rest of the schedule in this week's NFL season. Next.
The Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The Colts, better than you thought? Is Carson Wentz better than you thought? Musings from Indy 45, Jets 30. Jonathan Taylor is better than you thought. A beast last night. Indy's offense was operating at a high level. A revenge game after losing Super Bowl III. Emily, what's your assessment of the Colts after Thursday night win over the Jets?
I'm not making any assessments of Carson Wentz. Yes, this was his best game against the Colts, but it was against the Jets. Meanwhile, yes, they have an incredible running back, but there's a lot of flaws, including their defense. They allowed 200 yards, 3 touchdowns on the last 10 yards passing plays by the Jets quarterbacks. That hasn't happened since next-gen stats were created in 2016 by any team.
Since next-gen stats were created in 2016. All right. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
It wasn't just Taylor, it was also Hines. And, what I see with this team is, the team that I thought was going to win the division was the team that had Derrick Henry in the best running game. This team appears to now have the best running game in this division. So if you don't require Carson Wentz to be your hero, this team, in what seems like a pretty wide-open AFC outside of maybe Buffalo, this team seems like it could be in the mix.
So a win over the Jets means you're in the mix. Justin Tinsley, how about you?
I mean, look, the Colts are lucky. My man White Mike went out with an injury, you know what I mean? But this is the sauce for the Colts, man. Look, run the ball and save Wentz from himself. But the thing that does concern me is that pass defense that Emily just alluded to. That could be a concern moving forward.
Cover.
Look, I thought that the Colts were better when they had the really close game against the Titans a couple weeks ago. They shouldn't have lost that game. Carson Wentz things at the end there. But in this game, they beat the Jets, but not in impressive fashion. I still don't think they can win this division because Tennessee has a much easier schedule ahead of them than the Colts do. But they can slip in there.
You don't think 45 though is an impressive win? I don't know, in the NFL, 45, the way their offense was humming. We'll move on. Thunder 107, Lakers 104. All OKC does is beat the Lakers. Thunder coming back in the fourth, pounding the Lakers. Anthony Davis implied it was like OKC knew what the Lakers would do on defense. And then after the game, Russ Westbrook implied a little bit more.
No, you saw it. Don't ask me a question you know the answers to. You've seen it.
I'm just trying to get the answer out of you, that's all.
No. Just watch the game. You see what happened. Lost the ball. I missed a three. It's not nothing to it.
Ramona, just one game for the Lakers or something more telling after you hear Westbrook and Davis postgame?
No, I mean, look, this is Russell Westbrook. This is the full Russell Westbrook experience that we're getting here in Los Angeles. I really enjoyed his documentary on Showtime where he talked all about in big moments where he's been at UCLA or he was drafted fourth overall. He always says, I don't want to mess it up. And he says that a lot about this time in LA. And this is really important for him to do well in his hometown with the Lakers on a stage like this where he gets a chance to win at long last. He hasn't had a chance to win since Kevin Durant left in Oklahoma City. I think he's trying too hard right now. When I watched that turnover, the three, he got testy there with the reporter. He's trying too hard.
For me, Ramona says he doesn't want to mess it up, but he is messing it up. He hasn't played 10 games this year, and he already has 3 turnovers in the final 24 seconds of a game. That's not great. Also, this is the second time the Lakers have lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the same exact fashion. So this team can figure it out. They're just making the same mistakes and kind of stuck.
Well, we all knew it was going to be adjustment. So what I'm selling is Frank Vogel's reaction to Russell Westbrook. When he was asked about that last shot, he said, we got to do better. And I could see some of the better coaches around the league saying, I've had visions of Russell Westbrook hitting that shot so many times in so many big spots. Even the one that he lost the ball on, he was going to the rim aggressively. At this time of year, in this situation, with LeBron out, I'm fine with him doing that. We have to support Russell.
But Vogel didn't say that. Justin Tinsley, how about you?
Nope. Yeah, if I'm a Lakers fan, I'm upset that we're 1-2 this year, holding at least 19-point leads when we were 68-2 the previous 4 years. But look, this is a patchwork Lakers team. I'm not going to get bent out of shape or panic. If they're playing like this after New Year's, then yes, I'll panic. But look, they're still without a couple of players like Ariza, THT, none. LeBron's out.
And LeBron. Yeah, I mean, you buried that LeBron didn't play last night. You know, Israel was focusing on what Vogel didn't say about Westbrook. Ramona, did you hear anything from Anthony Davis saying it's almost like they knew what we were going to do? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Davis was a quote saying that almost like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder knew what we were going to do out there. When I saw that, my eyes opened up real wide because I didn't know if that was a shot at his coach.
I know what we're going to do out here. We're going to say goodbye to Emily Kaplan and Justin Tinsley. Thank them and have a nice weekend, guys. This is Israel Gutierrez, Ramona Shelburne. Showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
We know it's three games, but does anybody know what number one pick Cade Cunningham is shooting for the Pistons? 17%. That would be an all. Last night's 17%. Full line for Cade Cunningham, 18, 11, and 4. So that was a good thing. Ramona, you're focusing on the 17% or the double-double?
I'm focusing on the 17%, but really the number behind the 17. He's taken 39 shots. He's still shooting. I like that. He's got confidence. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just keep shooting, kid. You'll be all right. He had 40% of his threes when he was at Oklahoma.
I'm taking the 50% that he shot from three in summer league, okay, and saying that he didn't have a preseason and he had an ankle injury. And Kobe Bryant went scoreless in 11 games his rookie year. Not saying Cade Cunningham is Kobe Bryant.
Well, you just said Cade Cunningham and Kobe Bryant in the same sentence. But okay, yeah, I'm following you. You both.
Is that the same thing?
Former major leaguer, new Nippon Ham fighter manager, Syosho Shinjo. He had an introductory press conference. This is how he rolled in. And during this press conference, he's absolutely not going to aspire to win the championship. If you have too high a goal, it might not work. Israel, great Shinjo's introductory press conference.
A plus in terms of the fashion goals. He didn't need a microphone because I think that collar just amplifies his voice. In terms of expectations, I'd rather be like the 69 Mets than I would be some team that's a favorite and just goes on to win a championship. So he's on to something.
I want to focus on the collar because it's an amazing pop collar. He looks like Elvis out there. But did you see how white his teeth are? Like, that is amazing.
What are you saying about white teeth? Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at those beautiful choppers up there.
The collar. Those are normal collars, Israel Gutierrez. Get a new slant, okay? FaceTime Israel Gutierrez.
What? There it is. Pop the collar.
I'll do this like this. And this is for the keep that same energy crowd. Yesterday, there was a lot of people mocking the Boston Celtics for having a players-only meeting, for Marcus Smart calling them out for having their rebound game against the Magic, but they were about to go into red-hot Miami and get their butts handed to them. Nope. They held the Heat under 35% shooting, and didn't matter that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were both off. There's more than one way to handle a players-only meeting, and it doesn't have to be exactly what was said. You can do things. You can win with defense. You can handle things different ways. Celtics have done this absolutely perfectly after this players-only meeting. Congrats to them. See? Kept the same energy.
You can do things, Israel Gutierrez. That's a good look. This is my favorite day of the year. We're on a 72 and a half hour break. Daylight savings, fall back.
Hey.
It's about time. No, it's about time.
It's dark.
Happy Hour is presented by Guinness. Drink responsibly.